meeting of the Design Review Board. And I think you all may be familiar, this is sort of your own personal meeting tonight, I guess. But the way we do this is after we review minutes and have a motion on the minutes, then Ryan, our acting secretary, will read the application, and then you all could come to the center lectern and just give your name and address. And if you have information you want to add, you're welcome to do that, or people may have further questions. So we'll go ahead and begin, and we appreciate you all participating in the process. Do you all have a motion on minutes yet?
So moved.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor of approving the minutes for the work session and the regular Design Review Board meeting on for April 4th, raise your right hand. Okay.
Right here on the abstain.
Okay, we've got that count. Okay. And Mr. Secretary, if you would begin our first application.
All right. First application is item 3 under new business. This is within the Historic Overlay District. It's application CERH 17-029. The applicant is requesting to install a new porch on a single-family residence located at 331 Fairfield Street Southeast. The property is within the Historic Overlay District. It's listed as a contributing property in the 2010 Historic Survey, constructed approximately 1929-1930. More specifically, they're proposing to construct a new porch on the south side of the home, which is adjacent to an existing swimming pool, which is also proposing to be reconstructed with a pool similar size and nature and location. The proposed single-story porch is about 12 by 22, extending out about 12 feet from the residence, and utilizing elements similar to found on the remainder of the home, including columns, brick foundation, and reuse of the existing slate patio as the porch floor. We'll mention that the subject property does have about an 8-foot tall brick lattice fence that partially obscures the proposed new porch from the right-of-way.
And as you added, the work on the pool really isn't applicable here because of the wall itself. If you all would come forward, whoever wants to speak, and just give a name and address, that for the record.
I'm the applicant. My name is Howard Hickey, and I live at 331 Fairfield Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I think we covered a lot of some of the critical issues, Howard, in the work session, and so I don't know if anyone has some further questions. This is a really attractive home, and it's the it's important to go through the right process of making an addition like this, and it looks like y'all are going through in a methodical and orderly way to make it appropriate. And we understand the need, as you all explained, just the amount of sun. In fact, it'll really help preserve the windows and door. The door's already there.
Yeah. Right. I know it took considerable amount of effort just to scrape them down and repaint them this last month.
Did it have a canvas awning over the door?
It did.
Originally?
It did.
It almost would have to.
As a matter of fact, the original awning extended out about 20 feet because there must have had some sort of piping support, mm-hmm, where there are holes in the
patio.
In the patio.
So the patio that we can't really see from the street, but it was a raised up sort of a patio that was almost like the porch floor will be in a way? Was it just down on grade level?
It was grade level, and it was flagstone with concrete in between.
Yeah, I think it's important to say in the motion that the this addition will actually help preserve the doors and the window on that end from both water and sun, which is a bad combination.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So the canvas awning came down when?
It came down while during the painting of the house, which has been about the last 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was sort of canvas awning.
Yeah. It was a canvas awning. It was a striped yellow and white.
But that wasn't the canvas you were talking about that went out 20 feet from the house?
No.
When did that come down? Do you have any idea?
It was not there when we bought the house in 1960, mm-hmm. or when my parents bought the house in 60.
So, you're guessing it was there because of the pipe?
Yes, and I think we've seen some old pictures. The house was up for sale in the 30s and with previews or somebody out of New York, and we saw some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It had a canvas awning there. I guess you don't really know if that was original to the house or not, even, do you?
That's correct. I don't know.
It might have been.
It could have been.
Yeah, but you have doors like that exposed. It seems it gets a little protection, I guess, from that bay above. Not a lot. Okay, any other questions? If not, thank you. We'll go through the formality of asking if anyone else would like to speak in favor or against this, and there's nobody here for our record over there for minutes.
Okay, thank you.
And yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number CERH 17-029, I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion?
Well, I mean, I think you're right that those windows need some protection, and it probably had some kind of protection there, and I think the porch that you guys have recommended is appropriate, mm-hmm. and it won't diminish from the house, and it'll blend in well. So I think it's an appropriate application and modification to the house.
Yeah, I think it's good to make that statement. This is a really special property, and but you all have done a good job of making an addition that won't negatively affect it and actually does protect it some. Okay, any other discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay.
Go for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it in. Okay, I think there's nothing else on the agenda that I know of, so we'll call the meeting adjourned.
That was a happy story.